Shalom, this is Billy Brim, and I was a little late getting on the line this morning, but just been thinking about what a wonderful, wonderful Savior he is. And also I've been thinking this morning about the last thing he said to us on Wednesday noon. He said, "You heard me this morning, and you are hearing me now. Go ahead and act on all." And that just reminds me of what it says in James 1:22. Don't be a hearer of the word only, deceiving your own self, but be a doer of the word. And so my prayer this morning is, Father, help us to be a doer of the good, wonderful, magnificent thing that's happening. That you are letting us hear what we're praying about. That you are giving us the words to pray. You're giving us the utterance. And then you're so kind and loving and forgiving. And you provide your faithfulness. And you are giving us interpretation. So, Lord, in the name, above every name, I just wanted to thank you one more time. Just wanted to praise you. I am so thankful. So thankful, Lord, for your promise, which you've said over and over to us, that you are making things work out for our good. You didn't bring all the evil things. Even we have allowed so much of them in our nation. But Lord God, you're so faithful to bring good out of it. And in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I just praise you. I just thank you. I thank you for Jesus. I thank you for your great plan of salvation. I thank you that when you made man, you knew he needed a redeemer. You knew that he needed someone to bear his sins and bear his sickness. Oh, Father, how grateful we are, and someone to cleanse him so that he could have eternal life, so that he could have and be a dwelling place for God. Dearest Lord, help us to be better. I know it's your plan for the Spirit of God to change us from glory to glory and make us, oh, hallelujah, Father, temples of the Holy Spirit. How grateful we are that the Spirit of God lives in us today, and it is by his Spirit that we pray. Lord, we yield ourselves to you now. Please use us as you see fit. Praticum balaka papijona. Avridoho nyanika balaka freke balatonya nikala papito. Maturgo brandivanyo. Shoho la manya no gibala paya no kola vida bangora na kila dede. Pasco tolo vala miko. Oh, brasandi li bacio. Kale baka hanye ni vele vorambi la copra kibra nikolo go bacenye ni kalo. Masciato vele macabra. Volevi di brue il bagno, pa chi no, pa la capi. Se sognare cojo la cabra, naca lo cobre, naca la cobre, naca la cobre. Bilando vrete mia. Bilando frete mia cabri no colo bambi dosca da babi. Bilduà ver Nicolo gomba l'itagno no coge d'abra. Samikato fea mika la duda rondi de katra Shishato rogobrika ranikala kabrika kala kabrika Edeba diano vila paha nene kohola vidiano kohola makito naniene Galavatora makala kahala pachete Ejato de kohola kaprakti de kahala kaprakti de kotoha shengata de kohola kabrakta Kedeprato Kalavrahala kora. Nevarati shando de kohola kapreti de kaprakti de kondambre kotokoto cheti kalapito. Merido. Merido fe, jana nombre kalalote. Machu balabinya na kohola kaba bala kahala kaya na kohola kabra bita chowa badenye ni kuwa bala kora bala kabre ni ni kope. Shishato, matito totoho. Male gandiata. Oh, na, Nicola kopre. Shishato, Nicola kafre. Non ho gombele, te di una cala capalia, te una cataprata. Che bala tigna no cola tala teto. Che de bala ma toho de behaia na cala galele, le caia na cala lito, le gombele tala nanyana. Vedo de tora. Lere de tora mia, nando de gobre, frata de gombre, cascadinha na cola. E giato d'ora, medibato, me le vrei danno na cola, babra tito, moba, nina cora, e vela. Je deve la quattro incontri di cabre che le calladigno non coho le betie. E su avrotogne ni cala calabigno non ho la bala bacara ma cala calagandiene ne cala calagandara calagandada. Mishuta. Mishuta mia. Mishuta mia fanga. Mishuta fia gongele alla galita alla gangetie te de decabra tola vera pangetie. Pascotora. Pascotora fre? Pascotora nia? Ha! E bene, Vanglio. Gonda, na do do da baci no con la gabi. Go balakaya na koho le gedanya ne koho la gabi don do do go brati da danje do go shkwaba. Na, chuto do go api. Pashko. Pashko fia. Ola manika la gagi. Ola mani kola gala kanda ha bala kora makaya na kola kabinyo na kola kavala bache. Ishwanyo no hole vele bala banye ni kola kala gavara danye ni kola kapapa. Oh, shatete, shatete, shatete. Kwe bala tahala kante, malakito, malakito. E je de barata hasha mkete. Leridora makala kakende. Lo namakake Mashoto Malakake Pato Gabredenye Nikola Kafrati to Koto Hoshen Kitikahalaka Alabete Parato Baki Lamor Abinio Nele Bacio Nanga Lilo Danye Nikola Kabra Balacombre Kifroni Meata Balifretto to the Gabi Anamakara Malakotete Gandale Gabra Nongale Vedandala Kiala Donye Nika Ele vele baia na dora, ma caia ne kele calabania, nenye. Koshi gita kaha. Palako, piprata. Ole vera di shanda da koko le papa. Oh, matito, matito, matito. Pako li vedi, mako. Shato da gobrete, malatuta, malatuta. Go, lady di gabra kola kafre. Jana makwa. Celebra toshke da brakito, goho brakala kondievre, bada kumbrika la kapito. Kala vratito, goho la pakita. Pacete. Pesciato la copre, tafronica. E livratua, la gotebre. Ascettata. Ascettata fa, mo delle banganga la cola, nica la caladigna, nica la caladì. Oh, brassica taniete de ca. E le braccia otte de macala pacara, macala catania, le calacatasca tappito. Ah, le calacchita. Calavretà. Un geno no copre, fretagne ne copra. E le braccia da cola macaia. E le brandora cola capapi. E pettino no cohola ca. Jete le paha no co. En gavrito lo co balacaca. No ca, no ca, no ca. Oh, la vita. Oh, la manica. Craleta, craleta. Eleva. Oh, scenemica, madonna vita, madonna, belle bagne, Nico. Nico Dagne. Nico Dagne Ferra, Nico Dagne Nacocchi, Medica da Bacce. Elegandiana, Calegandora, Malecati. Brogne Nicahala. Brogne Nicahala via. No, it's a baia, ma con la cabina, ma con la baia, ma con la candiere, con la candiere. C'è modua, amica, e bofrene, maca, e giora, ma si, te lo comprate, a nonna. Oh, atte le gomba. Atte le gomba frade, e li buato non ancora battito, e je ne cola calabà. Che frado con le pe, da con le capappi, non te cojo la papa. Oh, la cava calacara, ne calacaia, ne calacadagna, ne colacabigna, non copratina, non niere. Istato frende he de caprato de cohole cambacchi. Cafrica de cohole calatania ne cohole cabracata caro ma calacacange. E santo de cohole caprete. Se de coro ma calacahala carandi di cotto cola cambrati di cotto scatandane. Kale kale ka babara tanya ne kolo kobra de de bele bele ando de kota praka kaya ne 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 kala kala tanya ne kolo kala ka bali kala 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 kanga de kala ka te de kala 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 tande o la prete shafra de kola maki kale kala kale to ta prete Ciò delle macabre. Mi tolo capri nica. E vele tua. Non è da damba nica. Bohne cala valita lo gombre calaki. Cuoshania galabito lo combre, battiande le cobra, and sto de baccaia, and de la baccaia de colacamba, and brende le macho no cohole veleba. Grette le cambra macchia. No la baini calagobre medicaca, a gene macora macaia ne calacabrate. Ele vele mora dinya na kohole vele banye na kohole gala baba radinya na kohole dita. Oh, kakelita. Kele bakote? Kele bakara kadala kongere katata kohole katata wapakala kakinya na kohole katapra. Ishata la kata. Kele gata kalagata hashante. Iske baratwa te de kohole ka panki te kada hashante te kohan tanto. Na kalakata. Kalavratenya ne kohole ka ta na na kohole. Udo la bali bandio, no la balaka lita la gongi la capra, no calacada la gomba la ca. Guavidonie che le macara basciande de godabri calaca hala mecenia nicola cabe. Oh, le baracca sciante. Crede la ca. Calaca la cadete afte. Malatote, tada gambito, calabangere, giandola gombrette di catahashante. Se le bato una macaia, caricala, nini calacahai, anadabre, nicalacabre, mecahai, anacai, anacahai, ai, 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 Calicato de barattini, no cobali da cali, da danni di colle, bellini di caia, nanni di caranni. Oh, shatto, shatto. Che le barattasciante. Cacciacato con la coprette di catarasciante, di colle cacciate. Shede de gobrekte de kahala katanya ne kohole kaprakte. Kasha hala kakara takame teme. Alakata.
Oh, praise you, Lord. Praise you.
Praise you, praise you, praise you. I'm going to write down something now that I heard the Lord say. You'll just give me a minute here. Praise your name. Thank you, Father. Well, Brother Max, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Good morning. Thank you.
Good morning, Brother Max. All is well?
All is well. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Did the Lord give you an interpretation today?
The Lord did give us interpretation today. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Father. We're just so grateful. We cannot say thank you enough. I cannot say thank you enough. I just can't.
I can't
oh,
either.
Oh, praise you.
There's no word to describe this, but to thank you.
No word, no word, no word.
No word.
My Jesus.
No word. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Okay. Thank you, Father.
Holy One, Holy
One,
Holy One.
Holy One, thank you, Lord.
Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Just trust me. Listen to my friend and stay in faith. Just trust me. Listen to my friend and stay in faith. First John 4:5-6. First John 4:5, verse 5 and verse 6. Victory, victory, and overcome. Hallelujah. Victory.
Is victory one time?
Two times. Write it down two times.
Write it down two times. Okay, victory.
Mm-hmm. Victory.
Victory.
Victory. And overcome.
Okay.
I told you that I will overcome this world. I told you that I will come. I'm sorry, I will overcome this world. You want me to say this line again?
Please.
Okay. I told you that I will overcome this world.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes when I'm reading a line, my mind goes to the one below. I'm excited to see.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Thank you, Lord. He's telling me to stay focused. Okay. Job 40:40, verse 9. Job 40:9. Then after that, my voice. My voice, underline that. My voice. You will be made great. Hallelujah. You will be made great. My shield, I am your power. My shield I am your power. Psalm 18, verse 35, 3, 5. Psalm 18, 35. My law of the Spirit, my law of the Spirit, not the flesh. My law of the Spirit, not the flesh. Romans 8, 1 and 2. Romans 8, 1, verse 1 and 2. My word is quick and powerful. My word is quick and powerful. Hebrews 4:12. Hebrews 4, verse 12. Be strong, church. Be strong. Underline that. Be strong, church. Be strong.
Is be strong repeated?
Be strong, church. Yes, repeated. Be strong, church. Be strong. Ephesians 6, 10, and 11. Ephesians 6, verse 10 and 11. Be strong, church, be strong. Underline that. Then after that, Ephesians 6, 10 and 11. Next line. Judgment and victory is coming. Hallelujah. Judgment and victory is coming. Matthew 12:20. Matthew 12:20. It might be 22, but I believe it's 20. The way I put the zero, there's a dash in it. Just stay with 20, just in case. Matthew 12:20. I will give you all. I will give you all. Underline that too. I will give you all. Romans 8:31-32. Romans 8, verse 31 and verse 32. Thank you, Lord. Next line, I am your helper. I am your helper. Hebrew 13, verse 6. Hebrew 13, verse 6. Be bold. So this line is, all right, be bold two times. Be bold. Be bold. And there's a name in the end of, after these two words, which is the same. Be bold. Be bold. And there's a name. First name. I'm sorry, last
first
name.
Last name. A last name. Be bold, and then comes a last name.
A last name, correct.
Okay.
The one we were talking about yesterday.
Okay.
Psalm 21, 1. Psalm 21, verse 1.
Okay.
Rejoice and strength. Yeah, rejoice and strength. Rejoice and strength. No, nothing. So write no twice, two times. No, nothing shall hurt you. No, nothing shall hurt you. Underline that too. Luke 10:19. Luke 10:19. Understand this verse, church. Understand this verse, church. You have overcome, fear not. So there's two lines here. The first line, understand this verse, church. Next line, you have overcome, fear not. First John 2:13, Isaiah 41:13. But he said verse. There's two here. Okay, thank you, Lord. 1 John 2:13, Isaiah 41:13. Overcome. You are chosen. You will see. I'll read this again. Overcome. You are chosen. You will see. It's a whole line. Overcome. You are chosen. You will see. Revelation 17:14. Revelation 17:14. And Miss Billy, this might be 11:14.
Okay, we'll check when we get there.
Yeah. Just take a note. I'm taking a note here too. Just anyway. Revelation 17:14. It might be 11. Hebrews 11:1. Hebrews 11:1. After Hebrews 11:1. It will be unexpected. Ended with a D, E-D. It will be unexpected. I know this one. Jeremiah 29:11. Jeremiah 29:11. Romans 8:31. Romans 8:31. Next line. Jesus is for you. Jesus is for you. Underline that one. Jesus is for you. I am or I am your voice. I am your voice. Underline that one too. Beyond, yeah, it is beyond. Beyond your understanding. Beyond your understanding. Just stay in prayer. Just stay in prayer. Oh, my Jesus. This is strong, too. He wants to stay in prayer. Just stay in prayer. Job 37, 5 through 7. Job 37, 5 through 7. John 14, 27. John 14, 27. As you say, church, enough is enough. As you say, church, enough is enough. Wow. I am your Jesus. I am your Jesus. Trust in me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Very, very interesting.
Yeah. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Hallelujah. We're thankful. Just trust Him. Just trust Him. Just trust Him.
We trust you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you for your word to us today. And thank you for your holy written word. And thank you for confirming your word to us with your holy written word.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Just trust me. Listen to my friend and stay in faith. 1 John 4, 5, and 6. This is from the English Standard. They are from the world, therefore they speak from the world. And the world listens to them. We are from God. Whoever knows God listens to us. Whoever is not from God does not listen to us. By this we know the spirit of truth and the spirit of error.
Wow. Hallelujah. And you know, it says, just trust me. Listen to my friend and stay in faith.
Mm-hmm. Whoever knows God listens to us.
Yes.
The word listen.
Yes.
Hallelujah. I'm going to read that in the King James.
You want us to listen?
They are of the world. Therefore, speak they of the world, and the world hears them. We are of God. We know God hears us. He that is not of God heareth not us. Thereby we know the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. I think I will use here the ESV because it uses the word listen.
Yeah, ESV.
They are from the world, therefore they speak from the world, and the world listens to them. We are from God. Whoever knows God listens to us. Whoever is not from God does not listen to us. By this we know the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. Very much going to be the the word listen. And I'm using the ESV when I write down later. Makes you want to ponder these things. Victory, victory, and overcome. I told you that I will overcome this world. See, he's talking here about the world.
Yeah.
They are from the world. They speak from the world.
Oh.
Okay, Job 40 and verse 9. Uh-oh. Have you an arm like God? And can you thunder with a voice like his?
Whoa.
Wow.
Hallelujah.
Wow.
Thank you.
Mm.
Mm. Thank you, Lord.
Mm-mm-mm. My voice. Very strong.
Mm-hmm.
You will be made great. My shield. I am your power. Psalm 18:35. You have given me the shield of your salvation, and your right hand supported me, and your gentleness made me great.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
This is speaking to someone that we know some things that have happened and been said. you have, this is in the New American Standard, 1995. You have also given me the shield of your salvation, and your right hand upholds me, and your gentleness makes me great. And they say that that word gentleness could be translated condescension. Let's just look at that in the King James. Thou hast also given me the shield of thy salvation, and thy right hand hath holden me up, and thy gentleness has made me great. They all use gentleness.
Mm.
This is very powerful, considering some of the things that we've heard recently, Max.
That's right.
My law of the spirit, not the flesh. Romans 8, 1 and 2. I'm going to read this in the ESV. There is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. For the law of the Spirit of life has set you free in Christ Jesus from the law of sin and death. I like this one. Verse 2, I like it especially in the King James. And someone said, I'll read the two verses in the King James. Therefore, there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law, I heard someone say this recently. Read it like this. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. Hallelujah. My word is quick and powerful. Hebrews 4:12. This is King James. For the word of God is quick and powerful, and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. going to read that in the ESV. For the word of God is living and active. I still like the King James better because it uses the word quick. Here, I'm going to use the King James because he used the word quick today. And, of course, quick means alive or living. When he quickened us from the dead, he made us alive. But he used the word quick here. And so the one that does that is the King James Version. I'll read it again. For the word of God is quick. That means it's alive and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart.
Now, do you think that's also related to what we heard yesterday? Instance of the heart,
well,
the soul, maybe?
Could be the soul and the spirit. You know, we're three parts, spirit, soul, and body. And your soul is your mind, your will and your emotions, and your spirit is the part of you that's like God, the spirit man, the inner man. This is an interesting verse because many people don't even realize there's a difference between the soul and the spirit. But there is. You can be operating out of your soul, your mind, or you can be operating out of your spirit, led by God. And the word of God is the one that will tell you what you're doing.
Okay.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Father. Be strong, church. Be strong. Ephesians 6, 10 and 11. King James. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil.
Hallelujah.
He wants you strong. He wants us strong. He made provision for us to be strong.
Mm-hmm.
Judgment and victory is coming. Matthew 12:20. Uh-huh. Oh, this is speaking of Jesus. A bruised reed shall he not break, and smoking flax shall he not quench, till he send forth judgment unto victory.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Now, this is actually a prophecy from Isaiah.
Okay.
And when Isaiah prophesied this, Jesus had not come. But now here in Matthew, he's come. But Isaiah prophesied he's going to be gentle. He's not going to break people up. He's not going to put fires out until he sends forth judgment unto victory. We're living in the time when he's sending forth judgment unto victory. They were living in the time in Matthew that he came forth gentle. A bruised reed shall he not break. Smoking flax shall he not quench. Comma.
Mm-hmm.
Then it skips way down to this time, till he sends forth judgment unto victory. So we're living in the time when he's sending forth judgment and victory. Mm-hmm.
And that lined up with the next line.
What?
I said that will line up with the next line.
Right.
Go ahead, sorry.
I will give you all Romans 8. 31:32. What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things?
Whoa.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, my Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
I'm going to read it again. What shall we then say to these things? Here's what we say. If God be for us, who can be against us?
It can be against
us. He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things?
Wow.
I am your helper. Hebrews 13:5.
Thank you, Jesus.
Let your conversation be without covetousness, and be content with such things if you have. For he has said, I will never leave thee, nor forsake thee. Oh, that was verse 5. Yeah. Actually, it's verse 6. Hebrews 13:6. But verse 5 goes with it. But this is going to be Hebrews 13:6. That's the one he gave us. I started because I really usually quote those together. But today,
okay,
he's just giving us 6, so that's what we'll read. So that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do to
Whoa.
Me.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Whoa. Whoa. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Let's read that in the ESV.
Thank you, Jesus.
We can confidently say, the Lord is my helper. I will not fear. What can man do to me?
That's it.
Oh, dear Father. Be bold. Be bold. And then there comes a last name of a certain person who is a leader.
Yes.
Psalm 21:1. So then we know this is speaking to him. O Lord, in your strength the king rejoices. And in your salvation, how greatly he exults. Okay, now I'm going to examine this a bit here.
Yeah.
This is a psalm of David. He wrote it. And he is the king that he's talking about. O Lord, in your strength the king rejoices. And in your salvation, how greatly he exults. If you go on, he's talking about himself. But what is he? He's the head person of this nation of Israel at that time. So, it's quite possible that this is speaking to a certain leader and saying, O Lord, in your strength, this leader rejoices. And in your salvation, how greatly he exults.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
You see that?
Yeah. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Hallelujah. Yeah.
If you go on and read that whole psalm, it's really interesting. Rejoice and strength. No, no, nothing shall hurt you. Very strong.
Yes.
Luke 10:19. Behold, I have given you authority to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall hurt you. Exactly what it says. Nothing shall hurt you.
Hallelujah.
Understand Hallelujah. This verse, church. You have overcome. Fear not. 1 John 2:13. I am writing to you, fathers, because you know him who is from the beginning. I am writing to you, young men, because you have overcome the evil one. I write to you, children, because you know the Father.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's giving us an understanding of this. When he says understand, I think he's giving us an understanding. This is a verse that I have pondered, and these verses, there's several here right in a row. But he wants us to understand that we've overcome, but he also, and he's also told us nothing shall hurt you. But I think he's also granting us an understanding in this hour. Isaiah 41:13. For I, Jehovah your God, hold your hand. It is I who say to you, fear not. I am the one who helps you.
Hmm. The two come together.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's why we're not afraid. That's why we've overcome. Because of him.
We're not afraid.
Overcome.
We are.
You are chosen. You will see. Revelation 17:14. They will make war on the Lamb, and the Lamb will conquer them. For he is Lord of lords and King of kings, and those with him are called and chosen and faithful. That's the verse. I don't think we need to look at 11:14.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I think this is at 17.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Oh, that's ESV. I'm going to look at the New American. Now, I think I'll use New American here because here it's going to use the word overcome. And so I'm going to use the New American. Here it says, these will wage war against the Lamb, and the Lamb will overcome them because he is Lord of lords and King of kings. And those who are with him are the called and chosen and faithful.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Hebrews 11:1. Now faith, this is the New American Standard. Now faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction or evidence, the evidence of things not seen.
Oh,
I like that best of all in the King James. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. I think he's telling us here because he's telling us we're going to see the great victory. And actually, in Revelation 17:14, it's talking about the defeat of the evil trilogy, the evil Satan, the Antichrist and his system, and the false prophet. And he's telling us that we're going to see that. And then he's telling us, but now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. It will be unexpected. Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith Jehovah, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end.
Mm-hmm.
Let's look at that in the English. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord Jehovah, plans for welfare. Actually, the word is shalom, which means the peace that comes from being whole.
Peace. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. And not for evil, to give you a future and a hope. I'm going to look at that in the New American. The point they're trying to get over when they use welfare rather than peace is wholeness. The fact that, it means whole, the peace that comes because you're whole. Nothing broken, nothing missing. So the King James here, for I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace. And that word is shalom. And it comes from a root word, shalim, which means whole, W-H-O-L-E. So what they're trying to get over to you in the other translations is that it's something even beyond the absence of war. It's a wholeness. It's your total welfare.
Oh.
For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace, shalom, and not of evil, to give you an expected end. And then Romans 8:31. Huh. Again, that same verse. But time, just the first part of it, the first one, 31. What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? Huh. Next, very strong. Jesus is for you.
Hallelujah.
I am your voice beyond your understanding. Just say in prayer. Job 37, 5 through 7. Uh-oh. This is, this is meaningful for what we heard yesterday. This is King James. God thunders marvelously with his voice. Great things doeth he, which we cannot comprehend. That means beyond your understanding. For he saith to the snow, be thou on the earth. Likewise to the small rain and to the great rain of his strength. He seals up the hand of every man, that all men may know his work.
Wow.
We'll read that in the ESV. God thunders wondrously with his voice. He does things that we cannot comprehend. In other words, beyond our understanding. For to the snow, he says, fall on the earth. Likewise to the downpour, his mighty downpour. He seals up the hand of every man that all men whom he made may know it. I'm going to read this. Let's read this in the, let's try the Amplified.
Okay.
God thunders marvelously with his voice. He does great things which we cannot comprehend. For he says to the snow, fall on the earth. Likewise, he speaks to the showers and to the downpour of his mighty rains. He seals up, stops, brings to a standstill by severe weather, the hand of every man. And this is in parentheses, in brackets, but I believe it's meaningful. And now, under his seal, their hands are forced to inactivity. Now back to, that all men whom he has made may know his doings, his sovereign power, and their subjection to it. This is, I think the Amplified here brings out the true meaning of the verse.
Okay.
God thunders. That's always his judgment. He thunders marvelously with his voice. And he does great things which we cannot comprehend. Right here he said, I am your voice beyond your understanding. You just stay in prayer. Now, he is the one who says to the snow, fall on the earth. He is the one that speaks to the rain and it comes. Now, he is bringing to a stop by his severe weather man's hand, man's doing, so that all men may know it's his doing.
Hallelujah.
In other words, something's coming that's beyond our understanding, and men are going to know, the world is going to know, people are going to know, it's not man that did it, it's God.
Yes.
Now listen to this in the Amplified again. God thunders marvelously with his voice. He does great things which we cannot understand or cannot comprehend. For he says to the snow, fall on the earth. Likewise, he speaks to the showers and to the downpour of his mighty rains. God seals up, stops, brings to a standstill by severe weather the hand of every man. And now, under his seal, their hands are forced to inactivity, that all men whom he has made may know his doings, his sovereign power, and their subjection to it. Oh, I see clearly what he's saying. He's ready to bring forth some judgment, some thundering. We cannot comprehend it. We cannot understand it. But he's going to bring to a stop by his action. He's going to bring to a stop man's actions.
Amen.
And all men whom he has made are going to know God is doing this.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
The Amplified, I think, brings it out correctly. Amplified Bible. I'm going to look at it in the Young's. I think the very best one is the Amplified. It brings out the true meaning. It's really plain to me. And the New American Standard gets it pretty well. 1995. God thunders with his voice wondrously, doing great things which we cannot comprehend. For to the snow he says, fall on the earth, and to the downpour and the rain, be strong. He seals the hand of every man, that all men may know his work. So you get that? He seals, stops the hands of man, that all men may know this is his work.
Hallelujah.
This is very interesting.
Very interesting.
Very, very, very. I wonder how soon this is.
I know. I was thinking the same way. Same thing.
I wonder how soon this is. John 14:27. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world do I give to you. Do not let your heart be troubled.
Whoa.
Nor let it be fearful.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I will say
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That was the NASB. We'll go to the ESV. Peace I leave with you, shalom. My shalom I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your hearts be troubled.
Be troubled.
Neither let them be afraid. You know, your heart, it's up to you. You allow it. Let means allow. Don't allow your hearts to be troubled, and don't allow them to be afraid.
That's true.
As you say, church, enough is enough.
Yeah.
I am your Jesus. Trust in me. I think that means that these thunders, he talked to us of thunder quite a bit today.
He does.
And that has to do with judgment, but he says victory's coming.
Mm-hmm.
And then we've got the choice. We can let ourselves be afraid or not be afraid. So I choose I'm not going to be afraid.
I choose the same.
Him. But it is speaking today of judgments.
Thank you, Lord.
Others.
Thank you.
That he's bringing.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Victory is in them. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Well, I'm going to see all of you, as many as can, at noon today, noon prayer. And then I'm actually going down to Knoxville, Tennessee, for I think the banquet on Saturday would be filled, but then church on Sunday, and we'll give you all the details. It's online and billybrim.org, and then I will be talking more about it today at the noon prayer. So, shalom, shalom.
Shalom, shalom.